Yeah, one of the, I wouldn't call it a problem, but one of the issues with P25, at least in this area, is that we aren't connected outside of our own network. And so any of that, going to 10100 worldwide or 10200 USA or whatnot, or we don't have any of that. So there's some other groups around the country that are really active. I hear that group in Alabama, the 555 talk group. I hear they're pretty active, pretty cool. But we don't connect out to any of that at this time. We have in the past, and we may again in the future, but, it's in the stack of 26 things that, we want to do with the hobby, it's at the bottom and hasn't rose up to the point where it's, top shelf yet. But one day I'd like to get back to that. There's some hardware out there that would, be required and kind of a wholesale change of how we're doing things, and we got to get it all figured out on the bench and all that before we start deploying it to the field. But we've talked about it a lot, so because of that, P25 is kind of a local thing. Now the repeaters, there's repeaters in Grand Rapids, Saginaw, Detroit, the UHF one in Warren is mine, and so there's there are several repeaters. There's a core group of guys up in the front of Saginaw. There's a group of guys around the Grand Rapids, and then, of course, there's the guys over here. But, that amounts to what? 20 guys? So it's kind of one of those, the reward is you got to temper your expectations if you play in that water.